Welcome to today's episode of Watchable
with Bethy Hernandez
and Sophia Ritter.
Two cousins talk movies and TV.
Basically, if it's entertainment related, we got you covered.
Today we're discussing our favorite YouTubers and channels.
So I have been into YouTube since, like, super into it since my senior year of high school. Yeah. But you're more, well, I guess you're the same age I was when I got into it, kind of. So you're more of a YouTube baby.
Yeah, I definitely watched YouTube before, like, in my earlier years of high school. But I never, like, subscribed to any channels. I just watched whatever was recommended. But recently, because of, like, quarantine and everything... Mm-hmm.
I've just started subscribing and becoming a follower of more certain, like, niche channels, and yeah.
That's what I think people don't understand about YouTube. People who don't watch it, they just, they hear the big names like Jake Paul and crap, and they think that's all YouTube is, but what YouTube actually is a bunch of niche communities, like what we're going to be talking about today, and just really satisfying people's very specific needs, and that's kind of the beauty of it.
Yeah, I don't think YouTube is as... like popular as it used to be, but it still definitely is.
Yeah, it's still a huge
Media form, but I like it because in a way it's like TikTok because it's recommending things you like.
Yeah.
But the videos are more substantial and can be more informative or even like educational depending on what you watch.
Exactly. Okay, so before we completely dive into our YouTube list, I want to talk media picks of the week.
Yes.
I know I'm excited for you to talk about your media pick of the week.
Yeah, so my media pick of the week is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Sophie recommended it to me a while ago.
I love this show.
Yeah, and I've always wanted to watch it. I've seen the trailers, the like ads for it, but we didn't have Prime, but now we do. And I just love it. I love period pieces. Like, they're just so fun.
Well, the cinematography is so cool.
And I honestly, like, definitely didn't expect that coming from Amazon Prime major streaming service. Mm-hmm. So I was just blown away with it. It's my kind of humor. It's
Susie.
Yeah, Susie. We love Maria and I love Susie.
Have you gotten the second season yet?
Yeah, we're on the second or third episode of the second season.
There's a part where they're like at a camp thing with Susie. It's like my favorite storyline ever.
Oh, I cannot wait. It's just such a wholesome show.
I love it.
And it's what I need in my life right now. Yeah.
Yeah, when you finish that, we'll definitely be doing an episode over it. So
for sure.
Stay tuned for that. My media pick of the week is just a self-promo. This summer, I did an internship with the Omaha Entertainment Arts Awards. And for the internship, I was in charge of producing a podcast. And we interviewed 8 local artists. And even if you're not from the Omaha area, I think it's just really fascinating to hear about like small art communities and how they've had a struggle during the coronavirus and how they're adapting. And it was just really awesome to meet all these like weird artists. And I had no idea we had such a vibrant art community. And I'm sure wherever you're coming from, there's also a vibrant art community.
Yeah.
So I'll link that in the description to self-promo.
Props to you for doing all of that during a pandemic and just...
8 podcast series. Like, pretty good.
Being amazing at it. Wow.
Thank you.
We're going places.
Look at us being our enthusiasm we need for each other.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into the YouTube chat. What is your 10th favorite YouTuber or top YouTuber?
Okay. I didn't like rank them in any particular order. So, oops. I'm just going to go like random order then
My list is not, I don't love my order anyway, so that is okay.
I'm just going to start with like my number one, if that's fine with you. My first one is Lopsy. Sorry if I'm pronouncing this wrong, but she's not from the US, so I apologize for that. But basically, her videos are all about vintage clothing, hair, and vintage makeup. And she also has like other videos just about like modern hair and makeup tutorials and stuff. But she actually, the coolest part about it is she actually tries tutorials are like instructions from the past and like follows them to a T somehow, and it's amazing, and it's just really fun to watch because she's not perfect at it, and she's also not like super strict about her vintage clothing, making sure it's perfect. She just likes to be inspired by it, which I think is really cool. And I don't know, all of her episodes are just super fun and super sweet and genuinely a good time to watch.
That honestly sounds like so many of the niche things I'm into.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen a couple of her videos, so I'll definitely be checking out more. Because it sounds like exactly like what I like to watch.
I was going to say, this is like exactly Sophie's kind of thing too. And she's, yeah, I follow, not follow, I subscribe to a couple of other, like, vintage clothing makeup people, and they're a little bit more, like, I don't know, heavy on making sure it's completely accurate, and she's, and, like, the history of it, which is awesome, but she's just more chill. Yeah.
All right, so the first person I want to talk about is one of the first YouTubers I got into, and his name is Evan Ettinger. He is an American who now lives in Britain, and he does really simple, just sit-down videos, and I don't watch a whole lot of these, but his videos are really well-researched, and he really cares about fundamental things in his videos, like proper lighting, and he really has fun making videos, and it's really fun to watch. His favorite series is my favorite series of his is British versus American, where he takes one of his British friends and they just debate things like school, our politics, healthcare, and they're really like thought out conversations, but they also feel like you're just sitting down with friends like debating things, and they're very, I just really find culture differences interesting. He does a great job. He also has a fantastic travel channel that makes you want to travel the world, and props out to that guy because he really tries hard on like little details, and I appreciate those little details.
That's cool. I think I've watched a few of his videos. Like, I haven't watched a ton, but that's really, like, I don't know, it sounds like a fun topic of discussion. And I appreciate YouTubers that actually put time and effort into making their videos
and
good.
This dude has been on YouTube for 10 years or something. I've been watching for like 5 years. He has never missed a Sunday upload, and I cannot imagine that. Like, we've been doing a podcast since October of last year.
Yeah.
We missed a few weeks because life happens. So props to him.
That is impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is your next pick?
My next pick is Carolina Zabrowska. She basically fact checks movie and TV vintage fashion to see how accurate
it
is.
That's the lady I've seen before.
And she is very, very educated on it. And I like trust her when she's talking, and I know she knows what she's talking about, which I really appreciate because I know she does her research and she studied this. But she also just makes hilarious videos about, like, as she dresses up and like Victorian fashion or something. And I recently watched one where she made an 18th century outfit out of toilet paper and like just stuff like that. So she has like two sides of her like episodes. They're either about, like strictly about this, or they're just super fun and lighthearted. And I really appreciate her humor. It's just really good.
Yeah, I love YouTubers that kind of make you into understand a concept better from watching them, and you're just having fun watching them, especially about like particular little movie aspects. It's just that's the kind of best things to watch.
And like, I'm not super educated about vintage fashion or anything, but it recently has become something that I just really find interesting to hear people talk about, because I don't know, it's something satisfying about listening to people who are like well informed about something.
Exactly.
Just I don't know, it's awesome, and it makes me want to learn more about it.
There's so much high-produced stuff on YouTube, and people don't really
notice
that, I don't think. Okay, so my next pick is by far my most mainstream, and I, like, was almost embarrassed to include it, but I'm, like, honestly, I've watched this channel since they were on BuzzFeed, since the Try Guys.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, they are a little cliche, and they do a lot of typical videos, but they're, like, insanely well-made videos, and they are just, they have their stuff down to a T. They're a hilarious group. My favorite series of theirs is Without a Recipe, where they make things like pie without a recipe, and it's just, like, you feel really connected to these four people, and, like, I've watched them for years, obviously I feel connected, but yet it's still, like, it's just so funny, and it's hard to describe because I've watched them for so long. They also have a series, well, one of them does it, called Candid Competition, and it's like my favorite YouTube series of all time. It's just hilarious. This guy goes into random food stores and is like, he doesn't tell like Pizza Hut that it's a competition, but he's like, make a pizza look like my face, and then it's like he compares like Domino's and Pizza Hut who did the best, and they just have really weird, they do mainstream stuff, but they still make it original.
Yeah,
and I appreciate it.
That sounds awesome. Like, I actually haven't watched it, which I'm genuinely surprised at. It sounds a little bit like, what is it, Ladylike on BuzzFeed. I used to be pretty into that, but I didn't include it on my list because there are other ones that
I started at BuzzFeed. So I think Ladylike was kind of, Try Guys do well, and they branched off into that.
Yeah, I always like those kind of videos if I just need to like laugh and feel
easy
good about something.
Entertainment.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, what is your next pick?
My next pick is the Baumgartner restoration videos.
Your picks make you sound so edgy.
I know. They make me sound like maybe the most boring person ever or someone who's trying really hard to sound like fancy. But
I have no doubt these are your actual
genuinely so. This is like all the stuff and like my watch later things saved mm-hmm. because this stuff just makes me so happy. Anyways, it's painting restoration videos, and I think a lot of people are actually really into these videos mm-hmm. because the guy who makes them does it so well. Like, it's just so satisfying how he films it, but also I feel like I learned something from it mm-hmm. and it's not just like one of those videos that's really sped up showing them yeah. like, oh, all of a sudden it's perfectly, this painting is perfectly restored to its original state. No, like, he explains the process mm-hmm. and he always like talks about like the merits of like some different opinions on how this should be done, but the reason he does it this way, and he makes sure you understand that he's doing it like ethically and like right. And I just appreciate that because I don't know, I feel like he genuinely knows what he's doing. He's not some random person just destroying paintings. Now he's like actually fixing them. I don't know.
That sounds really satisfying to watch too.
Yeah, it's so relaxing. Mm-hmm. And I got my little brother Niall to watch a ton with me, and we he watches them and with no complaints, doesn't get bored, and that's coming from an 8-year-old, almost 9-year-old. So it says something.
It does say something. I'm almost embarrassed by my picks compared to yours.
No, don't be.
My next pick is Wheezy Waiter. This guy is one of the OG YouTubers again, but his channel kind of did this remarkable thing. He had like 100,000 subscribers for the longest time. When I mm-hmm. got into him, he had 100,000. And he had a really small community, but they were very dedicated. And then he kind of completely redid the format of his channel. Mm-hmm. And his channel's kind of taken off. And he just hit 1 million after wow. being on YouTube for 10 years, which is pretty cool.
That is.
And he does challenge videos, but, like, challenge videos, like, what you actually want them to be mm-hmm. when they're clickbait. Like, I quit sugar for a month. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
And he's hilarious. He's super well-researched. And he throws in the most... It's a very particular type of humor. Because he's mainly, like, just a funny guy. But it hits me right. It's yeah. really weird. But him and his wife are really cute. Like, and he has his parents in every video with, like, this great punchline. It's definitely... And you feel, like, more, like, an insider the more you watch. Because he has a lot of references yeah. pop up again. I've seen him grow so much in the last few years. And it's just really satisfying when you feel like you, like, are a part of watching someone
yeah,
grow.
Yeah, it's so fun. Like, even though I've started on YouTube recently, I've noticed some of the channels that I like that are a little bit smaller grow. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's so nice to be there.
Good for you.
Yeah, you're genuinely proud of them because mm-hmm. they're genuinely good people. Like, you can tell exactly. from their videos. Yeah, that's fun.
All right, what's your next pick?
My next pick is Lindsay Holiday, and again, this is gonna sound really dumb and you guys are all gonna think I'm some crazy person, but she talks basically everything royal history. I was actually watching one of her videos this morning. Typically it's royal European history, but sometimes it branches off. Mm-hmm. But I feel genuinely informed, and I feel like I get cool stories out of it. They're not like, it's not as boring as you might think. It's like spilling the royal tea from long ago. And it's really fun. And it's.
That is exactly the type of yeah. thing you're into. So that does not surprise me.
Yeah. It's always something like I didn't know before. And mm-hmm. then I feel cool for knowing this one little fact about Catherine the Great or something like that. And I don't know. She also does a couple other videos like more specifically about like pandemic history she mm-hmm. did recently, or like a history of like birth and stuff like that, like random mm-hmm. stuff. And it's just like really interesting. And her videos are actually quite popular because I think a lot of people feel the same way. Like it's genuinely just fun time.
it does sound like I'm gonna probably check out all of these people. Like,
yes, you should
send me like an official list so I can look at all of them.
I feel like you'll like it. You'll understand if I send you.
All right. My next one is, you know how when you get into YouTube, you'll sometimes find a channel and be obsessed with it for a few yeah. weeks until you, like, watch all their content? And I did that earlier this quarantine. It's one of my more recent, like, persons I've gone into, and that is Best Dressed. She has, basically, it's a fashion channel.
Yeah.
She goes thrifting and, like, fixes up her clothes, and she's really into plants, and she was a film major, and so her production quality Ooh. Is insanely good. I love when you can tell YouTubers, like, actually have a background and they're using it so well, even though it's not quite what they thought they would yeah. do with their degree. She also does, like, movie videos sometimes. she's just really fun and relatable and honest, and yeah. you just really feel a connection with her. And that's one of the things I like about YouTube is when you feel a connection with the creator, because it's a more personal platform.
It's cool. I feel like I would like this. Yeah, I feel like I should definitely watch it. So for my number five, again, it's not in really a particular order, but it's this is the last one that is going to make me sound kind of snobby.
Okay.
It's Reading the Past with Dr. Kat. And again, she talks everything European history. Yeah. And she talks about a lot of, like, not so well-known subjects. And yeah, it's kind of similar to the one before, but it's a little bit different because the one before doesn't even, like, the narrator of the videos never shows herself, and it's just like a slideshow of pictures. But in this one, she's more like personal, I guess. And she just has a very sweet and energetic personality, and she studies history, so I know that she knows what she's talking about. But yet it seems more fun than like a history class at school. I don't know, because it's more casual.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to watch it, so it's more fun.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to take a test over it, so it's more fun. All right, so my next pick, you guys have probably all heard of, but you probably don't know much about the stuff they do besides honest trailers, and that is Screen Junkies / Fandom Entertainment. People often are like, how on earth do you know so much about the movie industry? Because I know so many, like, weird little tidbits about news.
Yeah.
And it's just because I often watch their, like, daily movie news show, because they tell you so much about what's going on in the industry. And from people who actually are, like, in the industry. So you hear all the, like, stuff firsthand and weird tidbits.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering, like, why does this girl know so many weird things, I have to admit, I'm not that well researched. I just watch Fandom Entertainment often. And it's a good thing to put on in the background when you're working, because it's, like, a daily talk show for 40 minutes. And sometimes I'll binge them on the weekends and watch a bunch of them while I'm, like, sewing or something.
See, exactly. Like, both of our... like picks kind of show how like educational YouTube actually can be.
Exactly.
And a variety of different things. And yeah, I knew they did honest trailers, but I didn't know they did that. So yeah. We'll check it out.
They also do a thing called movie fights, and they haven't done them much lately because of the pandemic.
Sadly. Yeah.
But like they did one with like the Flash from Spider-Man actually came on because he's on their channel a lot. And it was one of the best movie fights I've ever seen. And they just, like, really, they get kind of brutal with each other. Because they're like, who's the best, like, what's the best screenwriter of all time? And, like, you don't even know that much about the topic at first. But then you, like, learn so much through their argument.
Yeah.
And it's like a high school debate club, basically. But just about movies from movie nerds.
Okay. It's really fun. I need to watch that. I can tell I would like that. Yes.
All right. So what is your next?
Okay, this one's normal-ish. Because a lot of people also like this channel, but it's Skincare by Hyrum. I love him.
Covering all aspects.
Yeah, we are.
Which is good.
I love him. He's the sweetest person ever. But also, he's kind of like, he is motivating. Sweet, but motivating. Like, hey, fix your skin. You can do this. And I like it because he gives like actual advice instead of like promoting some product that like he was told to promote, or his own product, which I don't think he has. But he's just like, genuinely wants to help people out, and he has actually helped me a lot with my skin, because it is like, I've been watching those videos and I follow the advice, and a lot of times he talks about being like gentle on your skin, and I started doing that. Genuinely helps. So I like his videos, because even if it doesn't even like apply to me, the stuff he's talking about, or even if I know I'm not going to buy that product because it's too expensive, like I like watching it. But another thing is, like, normally the products he recommends aren't expensive, because he knows not everyone can afford it, which I appreciate. Yeah, and a lot of times he's like, go to the dermatologist, and he's like, but if you can't, then this is fine. I'm like, cool. I like that he's like honest with that. So
I know, like, I already talked about her, but Ashley from Best Dressed, where she'll be like, this is like a $200 dress, but here's a dupe from Target that looks the same for $20.
Yeah.
And, like, I just appreciate when they're like, they know not to shame you for not always being able to buy the like more ethically made product. Like this dude, obviously, because people want to, but it's not always the only option.
Exactly. And a lot of times it says that buying natural, it doesn't necessarily mean it's better. He's like, chemicals for skincare products, like, all not chemical, I don't know, like, the things you read about, like, and you don't know what they necessarily are, but if you look them up, they actually have benefits, and there's a reason they're in the product, and not everything has to be all natural. And I'm like,
it's definitely interesting, and just knowing a little bit about that stuff can help a lot.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
A lot of little weird things on YouTube.
Seems to be your little theme for today. Exactly. It's
so my next one, it's kind of the same as Screen Junkies, because this guy used to be on Screen Junkies, and he was my favorite person on Screen Junkies, and it's Dan Murrell. He is my most trusted film critic. Like, if he says he likes a movie and, like, highly recommends it, I, like, will see the movie.
Yes.
I trust him because, you know, everyone has that critic that they align views with pretty well, and he's my guy for that.
Yeah.
And he just started his own channel, so I kind of wanted to be like, woo, go him, because I love him. Mm-hmm. He does this weekly box office breakdown, and right now it's obviously not that interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But he's trying, God bless him. And I am a huge nerd for movie numbers, how well they perform at the box office over time, adjusted for inflation, all that. And he breaks stuff down so well. And, like, I actually feel like I really understand the box office just from watching him weekly do this. And it's just, like, it's a fun, weird little show with a very niche audience for people who like to think about numbers at the movies.
Yeah.
But I love it. And I cannot wait for the movie theaters to open again. Because right now he's doing, and it's actually really interesting, he'll go back and look at, like, movie weekends from, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
And tell you about, like, why that weekend was significant for the box office.
Oh, that sounds so cool. Because I've always wanted to know more about, like, the box office numbers and how much movies are actually making, how popular they actually are. But I just haven't, like, I don't know.
He does a good job of, like, movies that did the best per theater average, which tends to be more independent films because they weren't at as many. And, like, that kind of stuff. So you do get, like, the well-rounded picture. And, like, I actually understand film budgets now because of this show.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, it's cool.
That is cool. All
right.
So my next pick I have talked about probably a million times on Watchable, but I just had to include it. And it's just The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. I say it probably, like, it's every fantastic. Other episode. It really is. And I went through a time in the winter where I just, like, watched it every night consistently, and I didn't have a lot of time for anything because of, like, homework and school, but I knew before I went to bed I'd watch a couple Daily Show episodes just to kind of know my news, but also just to get, like, some laughs. Exactly. So I will never stop talking about this show. So
it's a great show.
Yeah,
and it's been, like, a tough 4 years, let's be honest.
Yeah,
let's call it what it is, tough 4 years. And it's really hard to watch the news sometimes. Like, I'm a journalism student, so I obviously deal with the news a lot. It is really refreshing sometimes to hear someone's take on it that, like, is similar to yours and just kind of calling out all the crap as it is.
Yeah, and I definitely found that, like, I was just got so sick of hearing the news. But yet, when I watch The Daily Show, I don't. Instead, I just get, I don't know, more passionate about hearing more.
Like, Last Week Tonight's very similar for me.
Yeah.
So I feel that.
So, right. Your next pick.
My next pick would be higher, but I don't really consider her, like, a YouTuber anymore.
Oh, yeah.
She still uploads, but not as much, and that is Dodie. She was the second YouTuber I ever into, and I truly feel like I've watched her grow. Her music, every time she releases something, is 10 times better than the last. She still uploads little vlogs and stuff, and she's one of those people, I've always been into fashion quite a bit.
Yeah.
Who I've always looked at as, like, a fashion inspiration.
She is, I love her.
Her Instagram feed is
just beautiful. Yes.
It's great. I love British people also, so that helps a little bit. But her voice is so sweet and soothing, and I truly have felt like I've watched her grow up a little bit over the 4 or 5 years I've watched her.
She's such a, like, nice person, too, and she genuinely cares about what she's putting out on social media.
Exactly, and she's honest with her mistakes, and, like, I read her book, and it was not just a typical YouTuber book, it was actually really well done.
Anyways.
One day I'll see her in concert, but small artists don't come to this part of the Midwest. So.
Yeah.
One day. Anyway, what is your next pick, Betty?
My next pick is Jamal, aka Jamal.
I've seen her.
He basically reacts to mainly old music that he hasn't heard before. Sometimes it's newer music, but I of all the reaction videos I've seen, he's the one who researches the band or the artist the most before he listens and actually goes to research it after and talks about it in his next video, which I really appreciate. And he's also super friendly, and he gives off this kind of, like, Bob Ross-ish vibes and the way he talks, kind of, like, very chill and humble kind of guy. I like it. And normally reaction videos are kind of low quality, but he does a really good job of making them good quality.
Like, that's what I think a lot of people don't understand is, like, there are tropes that, like, most of the time they are bad and clickbait, but there is so much on YouTube that's actually really well done and thought out content. And what was this guy's name again?
Jamal, aka Jamal, all right, I think.
Check out that guy.
Yeah.
He sounds fantastic.
He is fantastic.
Especially if you're into music and music history.
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to think of who I hadn't talked about. My next one is Chloe Rose Art. I'm really into art YouTube.
I feel like I've seen her. Sorry.
You probably have. I try to restrain myself from not having too many of the same on my list because I watch a lot of art YouTubers.
Yeah.
And she's my favorite art YouTuber, so I thought I'd pick her. She's hilarious and honest about her artwork and the fact that she wasn't always good at art, and she's very honest about that. And
yeah.
Very encouraging about her mistakes, but also hilariously burns herself when she messes up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not above doing tropes, but she does them so well. Like, she'll do whatever her followers want her to. Mm-hmm. Like, she painted a toilet seat the other day.
Yes.
And it was one of the funniest videos. She's just so honest and real, and she does, like, hack videos, like Pinterest hacks.
Yeah.
But she tells you why they don't work, and she knows tons about color theory. Like, she wasn't originally thinking she would ever go into art, and then, like, she decided to go into it without having that much background in it.
Yeah.
And really, it shows you that you just have to put a lot of time into something sometimes to be good at it. And I don't know, she's hilarious. She's British and American. A lot of my favorites are.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of artists you see just out on the internet will just show you their videos, like, super sped up, and then they have a perfect piece.
Exactly.
And I like people who are a little bit more real and say that they weren't perfect at the beginning and show their process how it is.
Like, she'll tell you, like, I refilmed this video 3 times before I could get it good. And you're like, ah, Chloe, of course you did.
Now I want to watch this.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to just be sending each other links after this to our favorite
YouTubers. And also, like, she's big on using cheap art supplies. Mm. Like, they can go well. Or telling you art supplies that, like, are a step up from the cheapest but are still good. And I think that's important to realize. You shouldn't always buy, like, the cheapest, but you can still make your money spread farther if you use it.
That's nice. Because, again, a lot of people will just show you
Copics,
and they'll say, I mean, Copics are amazing, but not everyone can afford a million of them.
Exactly.
So, right.
What is your next pick? You should have 2 left, I think.
Yeah, I have 2 left. So my next one is one of the reasons I got into YouTube. It was the Super Carlin Brothers. It was some of the first videos I watched because they talk about everything movies, and they kind of are into the same things I am into, like Harry Potter, Disney, Marvel. Like, I don't know. They manage to make their wild theories that they come up with seem like true, like they like trustworthy. Like, you're like, oh, that could be right. And they also, their movie reviews are really in depth, which I really like. And it's one of the reasons I feel like this, I was kind of inspired to do this podcast with you. It was one of the reasons I was probably like, yeah, that sounds like something I could do, you know?
I agree. I forgot about them, honestly. Yeah. I haven't watched them in so long. But I still respect this channel so much. Mm-hmm. And I still will probably go back and watch videos occasionally from them. Like, I kind of want to go back and see what they've uploaded recently. Yeah, I love their brother dynamic.
Yeah.
They're one of my favorite things about fandom culture is people discussing it and, like, going into the nitty gritty about the details of, like, things they love. And
yeah.
That's all their channel is. It's a great corner of the internet is fandom communities, and that's a great example of it.
Exactly. And I mean, I haven't watched them in a long time either, but I could always pick up on it again.
Exactly.
It's so easy.
And their Harry Potter videos are always good.
Yeah, always.
Okay. My next one is what I am currently beyond obsessed with. I told you to watch them like a million times this summer.
Oops.
And they are the Sorry Girls, these 2 Canadian girls from Toronto. And they basically do thrift flips, like they go thrift shopping and they, like, redo furniture and clothing, or just, like, they design rooms.
Yeah.
And they're such badass women. I love them. They will put together, like, huge construction projects, use tons of power tools, but, like, break it down, make it seem easy for you, but still, like, being cutesy and aesthetic and girly.
Yeah.
I was talking to my mom about this earlier. When I first started watching YouTuber, I only watched boys, really, and I did not do that on purpose. And now I've gravitated more towards women, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Because they are so cute, and, like, they do such, like, they make you want to go out and try all these projects.
Yeah.
And they are just, they're real and honest. And I, their production quality, they also went to film school, mm-hmm. and you can tell. They have, like, most of their stuff is better. I know I keep talking, but sorry. Most of their stuff they do is better than HGTV. Like,
wow.
They do one, like, thrift flips I already talked about. Upgrade My Stay is where they go to, like, old ugly cabins, and they, like, redo them and modify them, but still make them cute cabin. Like, I love that series. They do a great job with it. So
I can, I'm really so sorry I have not watched it yet. I know you've told me about it before. It does sound really good. And I think the, like, a common trend in all of our recommendations is that they're good quality
The
production.
Editing.
Yeah. Exactly. They're well-informed people about what they're doing, and they're genuinely nice and real.
Yeah.
So
and, like, you feel, like, connected to them.
Yeah.
Very sweet people.
What is... Oh, wait. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's
just your turn. Sorry. So my last one is a little promo for my little brother. It's Magical Main Street. And basically, my brother Cal makes Disney food and sometimes, like, rides at home. Especially, it's kind of cool because it's during a pandemic and not many people want to go to Disney. So
he is at home Disney.
Yeah, it's able to make Disney at home. And I think he does a really good job for just starting off. And I'm very impressed with everything he makes.
I honestly have been blown away by how good his editing is, considering he's in junior high and he actually knows a lot about, that's like, he learned so much from watching YouTubers and he's obviously implementing it into his videos.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched his latest upload yet, but like, he is really creative and I didn't really see that as much like before this, but when you actually see him do stuff he's into, I'm really proud of Cal's channel. So please check it out. It's actually very high quality.
It's impressive. Work. And he's working on uploading new video about making beignets at home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that sounds like something you're interested in, I know there's a lot of people who love everything Disney. So check it out.
All right. So you probably are expecting this to be my top pick because I haven't talked about
that yet. Yeah.
It is the Vlogbrothers with Hank and John Green.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are what got me into YouTube. Before, I was like you, and I just, like, watched random YouTube videos that I liked, and it was right after the election, John posted a video about, like, his thoughts, and it was, like, so real and honest, but also hopeful, and it was exactly what I needed in that moment, because it was the day after, and I subscribed to them then and then binge watched so much of their content.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it's one of the happy little corners of the internet. And their community is beyond good. And, like, so they have an online community called Tuataria where, like, nerd fighters talk to each other.
Yeah.
Their fans are called nerd fighters. I don't know. And my freshman year of college, but I was severely depressed. But I would go on Tuataria and they're, like, the most little welcoming group in the world. And, like, I wasn't that open with my family about how bad it was, so I'm glad I had some form of outlet where I could, like, be honest with strangers on the internet, and they were just so supportive, and I haven't been on that much lately, but occasionally I'll go on there and, like, yo, check out my podcast, and even though I haven't been on much lately, they're like, oh, this is so cool, I'll check it out, and, like, a lot of nerd fighters listen to us, and it's just really sweet, because I haven't been on there that much lately, but they still are like, oh, cool. She's part of us. We'll do it.
I love that. I love how people on the internet can be such a supportive community. And a lot of people don't expect that. And they kind of, like, trash, like, media today for being, like, toxic and stuff. But it really, a lot of the time, it isn't if you find the right community.
Exactly.
Like, we have just given examples of all of these amazing things that are all wildly different. But they're all just, I don't know.
There's a couple other I know I keep talking.
No, you're good. Keep going.
I feel like I've talked so much more in this episode, and I'm sorry, but they also do the Project for Awesome every year, which is a 48-hour live stream on YouTube, and they raise, like, around $2 million every year for charity. All their money from the Vlogbrothers channel goes to charity, like, basically all their profits go to charity, because they're both at the point where they're like, we make enough money to live comfortably, so they give all their other money to charity. And it's just, like, the community does so many charity events and stuff, like, it's just so powerful.
That's impressive.
About 150,000, I would say, are, like, added, like, strong nerd fighters.
Wow.
But they all participate and are fun and donate. And
that's awesome. Yeah. I've never really been big into that just because I never read any of their books or anything, mm-hmm. really, but it sounds like a genuinely good time, and it sounds like such a nice community to be a part of, so.
It's, like, by far the most felt I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because they're so honest and open with their mistakes and be like, yeah, these videos we made 10 years ago, we feel differently about them now. And they're so open about criticism, and they adapt to it so well. And they really care about the YouTube community as a whole, mm-hmm. which is why another reason I placed them at the top, because they really care, and they see the platform for all it can be through Crash Course and SciShow and everything else they do.
Yeah.
And they really try to promote it for, like, they see the good in everything and don't just see, like, the toxic side that people want to see.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I've only really watched, like, Crash Course because, school.
Everyone, I feel like everyone's watched Crash Course in school and, like, have bad connotations because they're, like, cramming.
Oh, no, I don't have bad connotations. Those videos save me sometimes. Except for when they're, like, some of them don't. Yeah, but some of them have saved me. I watched
the film history one just for fun, though. That was a good time.
Yeah, sometimes they're good for fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you can tell, we're nerds.
They also have podcasts, and Dear Hank and John is a hilarious podcast that they do together.
That's cool.
So if you're more in the podcast game, you probably wouldn't have made it this far, but it's a great time. So I think that about wraps up everything
we have
to talk about YouTube. Is there anything else you want to touch on?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So we don't know what we're doing next week. We're in the last sad stretch of summer.
Yeah.
And then our lives are going to get weird and crazy.
And there's no movies coming out anyways.
No, because I really want to do an episode about, like, the state of the box office.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you some warning because that will require some research, but just how will the industry bounce back? I really want to look into that and research it. So maybe we'll do that next week.
Sounds good to me.
Next couple weeks, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening to this episode of Watchful.
This podcast is edited by Sophia. Our music is from purpleplanet.com, and our graphic is by Maria Hernandez.
If you enjoy listening, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out.
Have an idea on what we should review next? Send us a message on Instagram, Twitter, or Tumblr at Watchful Media.
Join us next time we discuss something.
Now go enjoy your day.